Welcome to Voices from the Frontline, segment of 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hours on KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with my co-host, Damon Azali. Last Saturday, March 25th, a million people took to the streets in Los Angeles to protest H.R. 4437 and stand up for the rights of immigrants, joining thousands of others in cities throughout the country. Since then, hundreds of high school students have walked out of school in walkouts comparable to the Chicano blowouts of the 1960s. A general strike has now been called for May 1st, where all immigrants and their allies have been asked to take the streets and not to work, buy, or sell. We will be joined today by one of the lead organizers of the March 25th coalition, Javier Rodriguez. And secondly, we'll have many people are calling the recent mobilization the beginning of a new civil rights movement. What have been the reactions inside the black community to these mobilizations? What alliance are being built between immigrants and black community? To speak to us about this discussion and debate inside the black community is Glenn Ford, co-publisher of the Black Commentator and author of The Insanity of Black Anti-Immigrant Politics. But before we get into our first guest, we got a commentary by my comrade, Damon Azali.
Hello, everyone. So before we brought on Javier, I just wanted to speak on a couple of things. First, I wanted to say how much energy this fight has brought to our communities. I was with Westchester High School students as they walked out last Wednesday and marched to Univision to show the media that they are not only against H.R. 4437, but all anti-immigrant legislation. The immigration issue is one that puts the right in danger of sowing its seeds of its own future opposition. Up to the last minute before they walked out, these 70 Westchester High School students were not sure if they're actually going to do it. None of them had any experience in walking out of school before, but one, then two students walked out of the gate and the rest followed suit. Then in typical fashion, the political exposures began to unfold for them. They asked, why are there 8 cop cars, 3 undercovers, and an LAPD helicopter following us? Why did the English media report that we were rounded up in a school bus and forced to go back to school, when all the while our tactical plan was to return to school after we went to the TV station? Why were we given truancy tickets when a teacher was with us the whole time, just like Van Nuys High School, who walked out the same day and didn't get tickets? As in our struggle with the MTA, the Bus Riders Union brings our members to the board meetings, the MTA board meetings, so they can see for themselves the hypocrisy of the so-called democratic process. These students who walked out last week are in the beginning stages of their political consciousness. But now, because of the system, they are asking questions like, why are they trying to send our parents out of the country? Why is every branch of the military calling me at my house to recruit me? And why do they shoot pepper spray at students that were peacefully demonstrating? So we shall see if these students, as well as the larger movement, can make the leap from the short-term killing of these bills to long-term demands of legalization, amnesty, workers' rights, and dare I say it, open borders, human rights, and social services for everybody, regardless of citizenship. The second thing I wanted to talk about is the black community's relationship to the immigration issue. We as a people need to stop our arrogance. And we have a particular history of the Middle Passage, slavery, and Jim Crow. And most of this gets lost today unless we're trying to say who's more, in fact, more oppressed among this third world within the U.S. empire. Let's get it straight. We are stolen people on stolen land. We have been oppressed, and Latinos, Chicanos, Mexicanos, etc., have been oppressed also, in different forms and in different ways, but we have commonalities. One commonality is our conditionality to the U.S. government. It wasn't until the 14th Amendment that blacks were recognized as citizens, a right that can just as easily be taken away. Our second commonality, that there is only one oppressor, Uncle Sam, a.k.a. U.S. imperialism, and as it puppets the strings of black and Latinos peoples to fight and blame each other for our oppression. It is a false premise to keep saying that they are taking our jobs. The large majority of jobs that immigrants work, particularly agricultural jobs, have so little protection, so low wages, and no benefits that anyone with worker protections refuses to take. It is not Latinos that are taking our jobs away from the black community. It is Firestone, it is GM, it is Halliburton. It is the war on terror. And it is the Latinos that the only group of people whose numbers are catching up with over a million black people inside the U.S. prison system. We need to grow up, ante up, and get some act right. Because we need to bring the fight to take over the bread factory for our third world peoples within and outside the U.S. And not just to fight for the crumbs off the overflowing plate of U.S. imperialism. And this starts by getting out into the churches, into the streets, and getting an organization to fight in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who didn't cross the border, but who the border crossed. We'll be right back with Javier Rodriguez after this break.